This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Great night last night. I was up watching this. Took a long time to get to sleep because I was all fired up after the Judge 61st home run, and then watching the Braves lose to the Nationals, and about 20 minutes later, the Mets beating the Marlins and coming back. And there was one point last night where the Braves had just lost. The Nationals just had their walk-off, and then you go back to SNY, and Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor have their opportunities to drive in the winning run in the ninth after Edwin Diaz pitches that clean top of the ninth with striking out the side, and they didn't get it done. You're thinking, man, well, at least I know that they'll go down there tied if they end up screwing this up. But Escobar, Eduardo Escobar, the man, the savior last night, they walked Jeff McNeil to get to Escobar with the ghost runner on second, who was Francisco Lindor. They said, listen, this guy, Jeff McNeil, he's an all-star. He's a hit man. We don't want him to drive in this run. We'll go to Escobar. He can't do it again. Well, he did it again, and the Mets head down up a game down to Atlanta for this critical series, and Aaron Judge comes home to Yankee Stadium to try to get number 62.
Yeah, it's going
to
be pretty cool. The other thing, too, that we have to worry about now is basically how the playoff rosters are going to be laid out and who's going to be in the starting rotation, who's not going to be. You know, I think, you know, when you think about the Yankees, it's Severino's most likely going to be in the starting rotation.
Sure. Yep.
Then it comes down to Herman and Taillon.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Mets, it's Carrasco and Walker. I think Walker would, I kind of feel like, I know Carrasco's got all sorts of history and experience and all that other stuff, but the recent stuff that's gone on with him leads me to believe that I don't think that they would trust him starting a game.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, I know he has postseason experience. Maybe that's something that Buck leans on. But, I mean, you know, last night, Taijuan Walker started off the game great, but then, you know, ended up slipping up.
But it would help, though, if the Mets weren't so flat offensively.
Yeah, no, sure, absolutely. And then, you know, Buck, I think, went to the bullpen a little late last night. I mean, you could say it's hindsight, but that De La Cruz was unbelievable, and then he ends up sticking with him for one more batter, and then he ends up, you know, driving in another run. That's when he goes and gets Lugo out of the bullpen. So, I mean, it was such a turnaround last night from, like, man, this team is really collapsing. At one point, I was thinking, man, you go back to the Nationals at home, the Cubs at home, and the Marlins at home, and they, if they lose this game, they'll be 1-7 in those 8 games at home. And that right there is making the division slip right through your fingers.
As opposed to running away with the division.
Exactly. So, but that's not what happened. They came back, and we've seen that kind of stuff all year long.
I also go back to the decisions that were made in the offseason to bring these four major players that have played significant roles throughout the season, whether it be defensively, offensively, or on the mound. So, you know, you're thinking Scherzer, you're thinking Canna, you're thinking Marte, and you're thinking Escobar. Those four adds were really good players that they added to this team. And all of them, at one point in time in this season, have had their major moments. Now, for Escobar, it's been pretty much the entire month of September. And he's been a solid, solid third baseman. Nobody, you know, early on, everybody was like, you know, he's not going to be that great at third base. He turned out to be a really good third baseman. And, you know, like, guys like Luis Guillorme. So when Luis gets in there, you know, he's like a vacuum at second base or a third base, wherever you need him to play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he's had moments. He's not a great hitter, but he's also had moments somewhere along the line that has helped the team win games. And that's when you have your bench players that are you know, or your new players like Escobar is not a bench player. He's a pretty much an everyday player, but he's got 20 home runs and 68 RBIs.
Yeah, he went through a really, really bad stretch there, and his September has been just awesome.
He's also hurt, too.
Yeah. Remember when Guillorme was asked why he doesn't wear a cup, and he went, because I got these. I got my hands.
I got my hands. I don't
put his hands up. I got these suckers right here.
Right.
Don't need any protection down there.
You know, and again, of course, Lindor and Nimmo and McNeil and Alonso, the bulk of the team, the core of the team, have all had really good years.
Yeah, absolutely. And Francisco Lindor is someone who needed to have a huge year coming in after last year and everything that went on, both on and off the field, meaning the thumbs down thing and Baez. And he came in this year and he was phenomenal.
That was all cleaned up in the offseason.
It was Buck Showalter. He was
that's
a guy.
Well, that's the other ad, too. Yes. Like, you know, always forget about, I don't want to say forget, but always forget to add him into the decision-making process to make that more of a professional locker room and a professional dugout.
All right, a couple of things. One, CBS Sports Network does have the video of Sister Jean throwing out the first pitch to the Cubs mascot, Clark the Bear. So if you're listening on the radio, you can go to Twitter, you can search this. People watching on CBS Sports Network can watch this. But this visual to me is just, it does not seem like real life. As she's sitting there at 103 years old, throwing this pitch out to essentially a cartoon bear with giant feet and a giant glove with a backwards hat. And then the bear comes up and hugs her in the wheelchair.
I can see what you mean by potentially being a nightmare.
Yeah, right. Like this, if a small child sees this, they would probably run away in tears. Just the whole thing just does not make any sense.
Like, how do you think Sabrina would react to it?
I mean, she'd bury her head in my arm and just, Daddy, what's going on? What is this, Daddy?
Or if you were smoking weed at the time.
Oh, my God.
Or if you were on that Peruvian thing, the ayahuasca.
Yeah. Like, if you're smoking weed watching that, that's either the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life or the scariest thing. You're either just going to pass out laughing or you're going to be like Eddie Scazzeri, crawl up in the fetal position thinking that he's going to die.
I mean, didn't Aaron Rodgers say something about how like dead people were all over him?
Yeah, the hands of his dead relatives were on him. Yep.
Mm.
That's what he said.
The hands of Clark the Bear or the bait and tackle.
All right. Another thing that I... That's the still shot right there.
Okay.
okay. Just something about that. So anyway, the other thing, we're talking about Brett Favre, and you know, I said I think he's gonna maybe get some jail time, and you said, "Hey man, it's Mississippi. Who knows?"
He's a favorite son of Mississippi, man.
So Jim in Mississippi took some umbrage to that. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'd like to speak to Boomer.
I'm right here, Jim.
So when is Brett Favre going
Boomer,
to jail?
What is your problem with the state of Mississippi?
I want to know what's going on with Brett Favre? What's going to happen to him?
That's not what you said.
That's what I said. I said it's Mississippi. He's the favorite son. What's going to happen to him?
Can you stop for a second?
What's that? No, I get paid to talk.
Well, obviously, you're not very good at it.
Obviously, I must be good at it. You're calling in.
Have you seen the streets of New York?
Have you heard us talk about the streets of New York?
You know what? That's what Jimmy just said to you is what I was saying when I watched that Kay Adams clip. You are a loud mouth. Piece of crap. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Maybe that got out on TV. Maybe it didn't.
Yeah.
You never know.
Stephen Waldron of CBS Sports. Are you there this morning?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, hey. How's it going, man? Did you get that? Were you able to dump that curse there by our last caller, Jim in Mississippi?
Yes, confirmed it was dumped.
Okay, all right, very good. So nobody good.
Jim in Mississippi.
We got a good laugh, though.
Okay, I'm sure that you did. And when Steven's not there, like, there's a lot of stuff that goes out over the air. That's what I heard from in there. Like, Steven's the guy who knows what to hit, when to hit it. He's right on top of it.
Yeah, and he can tell when somebody's about to lose it.
Yeah. Oh, Stephen Waldron, who was out to dinner with us that night.
Yes, he was.
Huh? Yeah. Enjoying some of that sea smoke wine?
Yes.
That's right. And he ordered what? Hey, what'd you get there, Steven? That duck ragu? Is that the thing you ordered?
Yes, I ordered the duck ragu.
Yeah.
It was questioned when it was put down on the table, but people liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have never known that you would be a duck ragu type of guy. That's bougie. Definitely bougie. Who ordered the bacon, by the way?
I did, because I know Eddie liked it. It was delicious.
Oh, you ordered the bacon.
I did order it. Two slabs of bacon there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. You ate some. I saw you cut some up.
I had a piece. It was good. It's like a honey. It was like a honey glaze bacon.
Oh, yeah.
It was more like ham.
Yeah, true. Like an Easter ham, Christmas ham.
Yeah, but it had the bacon flavor.
Did have the bacon flavor. And Sean Kennedy, who I guess his doctor told him he needed to change his diet.
Yeah. So, he didn't change it that night.
No, I know. So I ask him, I'm like, so what are you getting? Just small talk, sitting next to me. What are you getting? He goes, I think I'm going to get the salmon. I said, Sean. I said, we're taking you here to this beautiful dinner at the steakhouse. And you're getting the salmon, and then he goes through the whole thing about the doctor. I'm like, okay. I said, now I get it. Get the salmon. I understand. Waiter comes around. Goes, yeah, can I have the Delmonico steak with the stack of crispy onions on top? I mean.
Well, you guilted him into it.
I mean, it was like, it was a slab of steak, and it had like onion rings that looked like the Chrysler building on top of it. That he had to like knock over in order to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And if you notice, he ate all the onion rings.
No, of course. Every single
the
one.
The whole thing, man.
Yeah, of course you got it at that point.
Going to the electric chair down in Mississippi.
Down in Mississippi.
You're a loudmouth
Mr.
What's your problem with the state of Mississippi? Yeah, of course we know what's going on in the streets of New York. We talk about it all the time.
We always talk about it. Yeah. So what's going on under the streets of New York also.
Yeah, that too. I heard Biloxi is beautiful down there on the water in Mississippi. They got like boating and sort of like an untapped gem down there.
Yes, I've been there.
You have been to Biloxi?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Did you like it? Or?
Yeah, no, it was fine.
See, Jim? Look at that. It was fine. Biloxi was fine.
And you're a loudmouth piece
Mr.
Can you stop yapping for a minute? Man, that guy loves Mississippi, boy. Let me tell you something.
Oh,
I don't know if I love anything as much as that man loves Mississippi.
Oh, you love Save All that much?
Yeah, I guess I
yes,
would.
Yes, you do. 100%.
I guess I would defend my hometown in that way.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Rich, who's down in Virginia. Do you like Virginia, Boomer?
Love Virginia.
Okay, very good. What's going on, Rich?
Boomer and Gio. Oh yeah.
Virginia is for lovers. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, hey, look, when you're from New York is for lovers too, right?
Sure. Used to be. What's going on?
I was at the game last night. So I always, we have season tickets down here, and we always draft, you know, we get three series of Mets games to draft from, and always, you know, taking Mets games. But this year I also took this game. I was at the game last night.
The Atlanta game, the Atlanta
yeah,
National
exactly,
game. Yeah.
Figuring it might mean something. So I was sitting there, and where my seats are, I have a rail where I can put my phone to watch the Mets games going on back home.
Okay.
At the same time, what drama going on last night in both games? I mean, both things were unfolding at the same time. But what I wanted to tell you guys was about, what I thought was weird, like in the fourth inning of the game, they pull Odorizzi, not under any pressure. I mean, the guy threw probably less than 70 pitches or something like this. And I'm saying to myself how odd that was, but I'm thinking they're probably trying to keep him around for maybe a relief appearance if need be in the series against the Mets.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that series is going to be playoff-like for both of these teams.
It ended up costing them a game.
Yeah, no, I mean,
did it really or
not?
Not
really, no. I mean, they only scored two runs, the Nationals, at that point, and ended up getting the third run in the 10th inning. So I don't think it really did. You know, the bullpen was fine. The Braves' bullpen was fine, kept it at 2-1, and then the Braves ended up tying it up, I think, in the 8th.
Yeah, maybe that's one of the reasons Maybe that's one of the reasons why Edwin Diaz only went one inning last night.
Yeah.
With the day off today, and now he's available.
I didn't hate the fact that, and thanks, Rich, I didn't hate the fact that he went one inning. I just, of course, I didn't want to see Drew Smith in that spot, but...
Especially after what happened to Drew Smith last week.
Right, exactly.
Or whatever that was, when he finally came off the IL and went out there and then served up a grand slam.
His first appearance back. It's like, hey, all right, this guy's back. But I was fine with the one inning at that point. I just really wanted them. What pissed me off more was the bottom of the ninth and them not scoring. That's what really annoyed me. But they ended up doing it in the 10th. They left it in the hands of Eduardo Escobar, and he got it done for a third time on the night. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry's update coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Met an interesting guy last night when I was doing that thing with Tiki and Thuzio.
Thuzio?
Yeah. And he's in the business of NFTs and selling these NFTs and things of that nature. And he was telling me that he has a deal specifically with Josh Allen and how popular Josh Allen has become, obviously. Mm-hmm. And how just like revered he is in Buffalo and how the Bills fans are just absolutely adore and love this guy. But it's interesting that, people would want an NFT of Josh Allen, but really what they also want, they want either a signed helmet or a signed jersey. There has to be something to go along with it. And I don't know how that business is actually manifesting itself or how it's growing, but if I was saying, like, all right, so you want the NFT of Josh Allen, but somebody wants a signed jersey or somebody wants a signed helmet along with it. So it's not a stand. It doesn't seem to me like it could be a standalone thing.
Yeah, I feel like there's been a lot of that has come down to earth in the last 6 months or so with the NFT stuff. I know there was crypto punks that were being sold for millions of dollars. I think that those things have come down from that price.
Yeah, I still think that just in the autograph world, people want something that is tangible that they can handle in their, and hang up on their wall or something, as opposed to just having it on the phone.
True. I mean, it might be the future at some point. I don't think it's really been accepted that much. People have made a lot of money on it. There's some people who bought those original crypto punks at like $500 and sold them for $800,000.
But isn't that like everything else? If you're the first one in, you make a lot of money.
Sure.
But and I then would it gets saturated.
Mm-hmm. See, but it's smart, though. I think if you take the NFT, the video or whatever it is, and you attach it to something that is a physical piece that you can have, now I can, and you have them both, it kind of, I think it makes a lot more sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it also makes the NFT seem like nothing because you're getting a tangible item with it, too.
And the interesting thing is it's like you are investing in the next big thing. Like, so who is the next big guy? Like, to me, Ja Morant would be a guy that is going to, he's already done it at the early stages of his career. But if he continues on this kind of this arc he's on, he could be like the next guy in the NBA that everybody's going to want a piece of.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Sure.
I'm sitting courtside,
mm-hmm.
and Ja Morant is at the Garden. And I take a really cool photo of Ja Morant. I'm the only one that has it.
There's your NFT right there, right?
Isn't that all it is?
Essentially, yes. I mean, it's a little more complicated as far as, how they put maybe a highlight together or a video, and then they brand it one of one. But really, you're right. I mean, you're the only one who has it.
Let me ask you this question. Very strange. If I said to you, I can get Ja Morant to sit down and sign 1,000 jerseys, okay? Would you invest $150,000 up front, believing that I could sell those 1,000 jerseys for $300,000 or $500,000 at the end of the day?
Yeah, because I know you can. I know there's a market for it.
Yeah, so that's the key, is to find the guy that everybody wants, or the gal, depending on whatever it is. It could be an actress. Could be Molly Ringwald was sitting down signing things.
I would take those signed Ja Morant jerseys and give them to Aaron Judge's mom. That's what I would do. Make sure she continues to get all the memorabilia.
Or maybe give one to Sister Jean and the Cubs bear.
Right. Did you see that, Jerry? Sister Jean throw out the
pitch? Yes. We talked about it on the podcast yesterday. I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, didn't we? I brought it up to you.
You brought it up. I hadn't seen it till I saw the video before. Scary.
It is a little scary.
I did, yes. But you know what? God bless her.
No. But it's not her that's the scary
part.
What's
the scary part?
The whole thing.
The whole thing with her here and then the giant bear catching it. Like, hold on.
I think this
like,
is awesome.
Like, right there. Right? Oh, my God. That right
that's
there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but like this cartoon bear, this is like a bad acid trip right here. This bear hugging her.
It's this part I didn't
strange.
See.
Strange.
He's lucky it doesn't topple over on
right, I know. It's just very, very. Yeah, that picture right there. Like, if you woke up and saw that, you'd just be like, oh, my God, the world is ending. You know?
That is funny.
Look at his shoes. Clark's shoes. It was the biggest feat I've ever seen.
That is amusing, though.
Okay, Jerry, what's happening over there?
We are brought to you by Superbook. Visit superbook.com. We're also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit wintersbros.com. All right, let's line up some of these calls from last night. The Aaron Judge home run. First and foremost, we hear from the great John Sterling.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single-season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the judge.
John on the fan with the call.
It's time to let your man out.
What does that mean?
Has to be a read for something.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
Let your man out.
Here's Michael Kay on yes.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history. And now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs. The most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
And that on the Yes Network, of course. And then I'll just give you DJ's TV
terrible,
one.
Terrible, 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 terrible.
No, John. You guys were partners once. Not terrible.
The left-hander sets and fires, and it's hit in the air. Line drive, left field, and there it is. Aaron Judge has tied Roger Maris's American League record with his 61st home run.
That it really is cool, and they put it on TV.
Some call.
Yes. When he wakes up this morning or tomorrow when he hits 62, when you'll see Judge Maris Ruth.
Yeah. The Yankee record and American League record. Yeah, I mean, it really is. And without any aid from Deca Darabalin or Winstrol or, human growth hormone. Or
we're rolling goat testicles to make steroids.
That's right, yeah.
Right? Isn't that what they said Ruth did back in the day?
Goat testicles.
What Richard Neer said?
Richard Neer said that Babe Ruth ate goat testicles?
No, I didn't say he ate them. Oh. They made supplement-like products out of goat testicles.
Really?
Hey, do you have that for me, please? I'm not making this up.
He's efforting.
Yes. No, that was a thing that
he said
on his show.
Like corny goat weed?
Grinding up testicles of goat.
And it was to make like a substance, right? Does anybody remember this, or am I just making this up?
Bump the boners.
What? That's not what I was asking for. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the story he was trying to relay.
So people want to hear him spanking lesbians.
What? That's not what I was going for here. I was trying to get the testicle goat story and why he might have...
Softcore porn.
All right. I mean, you're like nine, I swear to God.
All right, so here we go.
All right.
Babe Ruth once attempted to inject himself with an extract from sheep testicles. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I believe it was Richard. Clearly, that's what he was talking about. Otherwise, why would he say goat testicles?
Grinding up testicles of goat.
Yeah.
Right.
Even the big band BMO himself, Babe Ruth, injected himself with extract from sheep's testicles, hoping for increased power at the plate.
I don't think Maris did that. I certainly don't believe that Judge has done any of that.
They blow.
My God. Anyhow. Here's Judge with Susan after the game on the field on the Fan.
This is pretty special. You know, you never, you know, start the year thinking about breaking records or tying records or getting a chance to do this. But, you know, just what this team's done all year, you know, it's been an incredible season to be a part of.
And they got more to do. I'm finished with you. And they got more to do. Here's one more. How about doing this with your mom there in the first row?
Oh, that was incredible. You know, it was great seeing her smile. And then I tried to give a little nod to, you know, Roger Maris Jr. for, you know, coming out here supporting, being at all the home games the past couple weeks. And, you know, just having that type of support from him, it means a lot, that's for sure.
And now he's excited he can go home if he chooses. Here is Maris afterwards. He says Judge is the real home run king. He needs one more, but he is the guy.
He should be revered and celebrated just like the single season home run champ, not just like he's the American League home run champ. He should be celebrated, and I can't think of anybody better that baseball can look up to as Aaron Judge, who is the face of baseball, to actually do that.
McGuire and Bonds illegitimate?
I do, yeah.
There you have it. Here's Boone. He's happy that this is the guy that did it.
The fact that he's the face of your team and your best player, and the fact that he is completely about others on the team, it just makes me proud to have been, you know, been his skipper for the last 5 years now.
And so now the Yankees come home. They'll take on the Orioles tomorrow, where he can set the record, or the American League record, or the Yankee record. He's got 61. He goes for 62. And DJ LeMahieu is back. We were talking about him yesterday or the day before. He is expected back with the team in the lineup tomorrow night. As for the Mets, boy, they needed a win last night in the worst way over the Marlins. It wasn't easy, but they did get it in the end.
The pitch to Escobar. Swing and a ground ball, left field, base hit. Here comes Lindor around third. LeDay's throw to the plate, up the third baseline. Lindor slides in head first safely. Put it in the box. The Mets are back in first place. They'll take a one-game lead of the National League East into their three-game series in Atlanta. It's the Eduardo Escobar show. He is being mobbed between first and second base.
And that's because he had three.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
And five RBIs, all clutch. And the Mets win at 5-4. Howie Rose on WCBS 880. A couple of things here. First, Escobar and SNY. Boy, we needed this.
It's unbelievable for me. It's great. Great game tonight. Especially because I needed the team. I needed the fan. And thank you. Now go to the Atlanta play. Go over there.
Yeah, and that's so right. Steve Gelbs would ask him about that series in Atlanta.
What are your thoughts heading into that series, Eduardo?
I'm going to play 100%. Every day. I want to make these people happy when they come back to the road. Let's go! Yeah!
That'll do it. Right? Eduardo Escobar, congrats. We'll see you in Atlanta.
Arigato, thank you.
All right, back to you.
That's pretty good.
That's what I sounded like at the Island Mermaid a couple weekends ago. When I was
come on, let's go!
Yeah, and that was an aggressive send there by Joey Cora.
I know. He barely gets to third base as the left fielder is fielding the ball.
Right. Now, that ball was not hit that hard, so that might have been part of it, but they were playing very shallow. And a good throw gets him, but it was just a little bit offline.
Well, maybe that's also the scouting. Maybe they know that arm isn't good enough to get. Sure. I don't know.
It was close.
Lindor running around.
Maybe if it's a better throw, but make them throw the ball.
No, I loved it. I love the send. Obviously, it worked out too.
Couldn't agree with you more. All right. So anyway, they'll start in Atlanta tomorrow night. Now the schedule is tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Assuming the weather is good, the forecast is better, so hopefully they'll be able to get these three games in. Jacob DeGrom now scheduled to pitch the opener tomorrow night in Atlanta. The Thursday night football game, Dolphins take on the Bengals. We'll have it for you right here on The Fan. Locally, we've got the Jets in Pittsburgh Sunday. The update on Zach Wilson, he's expected to start now. How's he feeling?
No, I'm full go. I'm going to be, you know, playing ball how I can. You know, if somebody comes up, make somebody miss, get out on the edge, extend plays when I need to, hang in the pocket. You know, I'm planning on being exactly how I should be.
And so if that's the case, hopefully they'll be better for it. The Giants take on the Bears on Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium as the Jets are on the road. Also, the NFL made a decision. If they can't play the Chiefs and Bucks Sunday night in Tampa, they will play that game in Minnesota. And as you pointed out a couple of hours ago, the Vikings play in London early. So plenty of time to get that stadium, if not packed. Plenty of fans in there for that game. And then I'll get your take on this. So this is your guy, Brandon Marshall.
All right.
And inside the NFL, he decided it's time, since no one else wants to do it, he will do it. Patriots not out to a great start. His thoughts on the coach?
Coach Bill Belichick, the Patriots. They're 1-2. Tom Brady's been gone for 3 years. I'll say it. Do you not want to say it? Do you guys not want to say it?
Which is?
Coach Bill Belichick, you're now on the hot seat.
No!
He's on the hot seat. Nobody want to say it. I'll say it.
What do you think? Bill Belichick on the hot seat?
Absolutely not.
Go 5-12 and get fired after this year?
I mean, as long as Bob Kraft is alive, he could go 0-17 for the next 5 years. He'd still be the coach if he wanted to coach.
Yeah, you know, Bob Kraft is on that 400 wealthiest Americans Forbes list, and a lot of that has to do with winning Super Bowls and building stadiums and becoming, you know, relevant in everyday sports, you know, conversation. And a lot of that has to do with Bill Belichick.
Understood. And finally, reports say Brett Favre's charity donated more than $130,000 to the University of Southern Mississippi's Athletic Foundation between 18 and 20. His charity's mission statement says it provides support for disadvantaged and disabled children and breast cancer patients. So clearly he has come under more fire, and that will beautifully take us to Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. We did have a very upset caller because, Boomer, after we talked about that, you just flippantly said, it's Mississippi. He was not happy, this caller, with you, and so he called to voice his displeasure.
The other thing, we're talking about Brett Favre, and, you know, I said, I think he's going to maybe get some jail time, and you said, hey, man, it's Mississippi, who knows?
He's a favorite son of Mississippi, man.
So Jim in Mississippi took some umbrage to that. Good morning, Jim, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'd like to speak to Boomer.
I'm right here, Jim.
So when is Brett Favre going
Boomer,
to jail?
What is your problem with the state of Mississippi?
I want to know what's going on with Brett Favre? What's going to happen to him?
That's not what you said.
That's what I said. I said it's Mississippi. He's a favorite son. What's going to happen to him?
Can you stop for a second?
No, I get paid to talk.
Well, obviously you're not very good at it.
Obviously I must be good at it. You're calling in.
Have you seen the streets of New York?
Have you heard us talk about the streets of New York? Have you heard us talk about the streets of New York, mister?
Listen, you're a loud mouth piece.
Mr. Jesus, man. You know what? That's what Jimmy just said to you is what I was saying when I watched that Kay Adams clip.
There you go. Moment of the day.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. And thanks, Jim, from Mississippi, providing us with that tremendous content. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio. All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So Sabrina, at 4 years old, is involved in cheerleading already. So she cheers for like the Pee Wee football games, like the eight-year-olds out there playing. So last week, it was Sunday at 9:30. We went to the game. She cheered, you know, what about the color shout? Purple, 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 purple. She's doing this whole thing. She's got the pom-poms. 9:30 on a Sunday morning is perfect, right?
Not this week.
Well, yeah, but wait. Normally, it's perfect. So then we get the schedule for this coming week. Sunday at 2:30.
Oh. Well, your team, I know it's the
but
Jets
I gotta
and Giants.
But I got to watch the Jets and Giants. They're both playing at 1 o'clock.
Well, you know, you got to tell Gina, you know, my job. Got to do it.
No, I mean, I'll feel bad. This is be her third cheerleading experience. She's got a little better each time, and I'm going to miss it. Mm. But I kind of have to miss it, right?
Do you take her to practice and stuff?
No, Gina does on Monday nights, takes her to practice. Yeah.
Why don't you just watch Summer?
No, I will. I mean, I'll keep Summer at home, and we'll watch the football together. So kind of,
we get it.
But, is that a bad dad situation or what?
I don't think so.
Because I could, like, DVR the games and then go back and watch. I could do that.
Not the same.
But then you're missing everything else that's going on Red Zone and everything else.
Exactly.
It's impossible.
And you're going to start watching football at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday.
I'm not going. London game. 100% not going.
Okay. We know that. We know you're not going.
Yeah, so I texted a friend who I know is working at a bar on Sunday, you know, starting at, like, 11 o'clock, and I said, would you open up early for the Viking game? And he's a Vikings fan. So I said, what do you think? You know, like 9:30 for the game? He's like, I'll do it if you're coming down. But then that's just a bad news. You know, you start at that point, like having a beer at 9:30.
Right.
By the time the Jets and Giants roll around, I'm shot. Definitely nap at halftime. I'd be gone. And if they end up winning, then you're in a good mood. You keep it going. It's just
think about that. How long of a day that is. I mean, like, you know, I don't know if I think we, it's not on our network, so we don't have to be in any earlier than we normally are.
Okay.
Normally, you know, we're there at 8 o'clock every Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But when it is on our network, I think we actually have to be there like 7 o'clock.
And then you got to stay all the way to like a 12-hour day, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're there. And it depends if you have the doubleheader or not. Last week, we did not have the doubleheader, so we had the single header. So we got out of there at 7.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I do believe, let me just look at the schedule. I do believe that if we do have a doubleheader, we'll get out of there at 8.
Okay.
And then, you know, and inevitably, there's a game that goes in overtime.
Yeah, but I mean.
In the second window.
In the second window. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What you guys have to endure.
So tough.
You and Phil and Nate.
So tough.
Coach.
Yeah, we had the doubleheader.
Goddamn. So. Goddamn overtime game. Trying to get out of here.
We had New England at Green Bay.
I'm going to go down to my apartment, have a drink. I got to sit here and watch this stupid-ass overtime game. Nobody cares. Teams suck. Well, it used to be in the 90s. You used to be able to hit the quarterback. Now all of a sudden you put a finger on him. 15-yard penalty. Bunch of wusses.
New England at Green Bay and then Denver at Las Vegas is our doubleheader games.
Well, now I'll be rooting for one of those games that go into overtime.
Yeah, thanks.
You know Eddie will be. That's all I'm going to be thinking about now.
And you're a loud mouth,
Mr.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
That's what we needed for a feel-good Thursday.
Feel-good Thursday, yeah.
Come on, man. It's a great Thursday.
It is a great Thursday.
I mean, literally, coming in here this morning, you know, I could tell that you were all pumped up and you felt good about your Mets last night.
That's right. I absolutely did.
You went fanboy.
I did go fanboy. Feel like Al was going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the other, like, Boomer, you have another job where you're very busy during the week. These other guys that don't do anything all week, well, they don't care if it goes in overtime, right?
Well, I think Phil has other jobs, and Nate has other jobs.
Well, Nate does.
Yeah, Nate.
What is Phil doing?
He's doing Inside the NFL.
Oh, right.
And he does radio calling with Dog, I think, or Adam.
Adam or Dog? Or both.
Maybe both. He might be doing both.
What about Coach?
I think Coach is just Coach. You know, he just walks around and says, hey, I'm Coach.
Uh-huh. Walks around the city.
Man, he was bougie. He was bougie last night, man.
Remember when I was actually working out back in the day when we were down in Atlanta? I was in good shape.
Yes.
I was on like the elliptical machine. I worked out every day after the show and was staying in the same hotel as Coach. And behind me, all I heard was, like, I know that grunt. I turned around and said, oh, hey, Gio, what's going on? Hey, man. He's wiping his face down.
He's lifting weights.
Just pump a little iron. That's all. What you doing?
You know, a little elliptical. It's me.
That was the last time you were on the elliptical.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, 2019, January. No, it was probably January.
It's a small package. It's...
Was that January? It might have been January. No, it wasn't January of 2020. It had to be January of 19, right?
Atlanta,
February of 19.
Yeah, Atlanta,
February of 19. Had to have been. That's when it was. Had a good time down there. And we're going to have a great time in Phoenix, by the way.
Oh, yes.
And maybe one of the teams tonight will be there with us. And the Road to Arizona with Boomer and Geo is presented by Casamigos. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, and also by Optimum. And we thank Casamigos Tequila for getting us out there to Arizona.
Thank you, Lee.
That's right. Yeah, and I'm guaranteeing I'm going to have some. That's a long-ass flight. I'm going to make sure I got some Casamigos on that flight.
Are we at the Phoenician, or have we determined that yet?
Already, Boomer has already, you know, segregated himself from us with this already. So I got, like, I'm going to have Gina come out for a couple days.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
And the rest.
I'm hoping that I'm in a decent hotel and not some sort of
crap
fest.
Are people on it for you? Or
I don't know who takes care of that, CBS or Odyssey.
Well, they haven't.
In the past, it's been like CBS. When I asked Stephen,
Stephen from CBS Sports, Stephen Waldron, are you guys picking up our hotel out there in Arizona, or is it going to be Odyssey?
I'm not sure how it works. I haven't been to one since San Francisco, but when we were there, I know you guys stayed with us.
Okay.
At the Hyatt.
All right, and it's usually a nice hotel, right?
Yeah, that was nice.
Okay, you coming to this one?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? Why wouldn't you go?
It's not up to me.
Okay, but you're a big part of the show, right? Why wouldn't you be there? You're at the Blue Point show. You're at the kickoff to summer. Why wouldn't you be out in Arizona?
I'm really hoping I will.
Well, who determines that, Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I should be there.
I hope it's not Odyssey picking it up.
Oh, my God.
See the crack pipe and condoms chain.
Crack pipe and condoms.
He just can't help himself.
Hi, welcome to the crack pipe and condoms resort.
He just cannot help. Here's
the elevator's over there. You just take it up to hepatitis C. Make a left at the ice maker. Step over the dead prostitute. And that's your room. With a beautiful view. Oh, very good. Thank you so much. Do you have a continental breakfast? I do love some cantaloupe and a stale croissant. What I enjoy the most of the continental breakfast. Thank you, sir. I hope that rash clears up sooner than later. Looks painful.
Oh, man.
It's got to be CBS. It's got to be CBS.
I don't know. We'll see. I got it.
Yeah, you know, we'll find out if Valenti stops flying in here for those shows and all of a sudden be like, we got to save some money.
We're broke.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.